Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, how does considering your salah to be the last salah of your life play an impact on our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah? So welcome, dear listeners. We are talking about how if we consider our salah to be our last salah in our life, how this will change our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, there's a very famous tradition from the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who speaks about how one should do their prayer, do their salah, their namaz, as if it were their last salah or their last namaz or their last prayer of their life. And now this is one of the ways in which we can really increase our ubudiyya, we can really enhance and develop a higher level of ubudiyya. Now, of course, as we all know, we live in a very fast-paced world, a technologically modern age. And of course, one of the attributes and the characteristics of this kind of an age is, the fact that it is very fast-paced, is very busy. It does not give a lot of time for an individual to be able to slow down and focus and pay attention on the fact that we should be, involved in ubudiyya, this service, this worship, and this obedience to the Almighty Allah. And perhaps this is one of the negative attributes of this materialistic realm and this materialistic world, the fact that it does not allow us to be able to truly focus on the hereafter, does not allow us to focus on the Almighty Allah. It does not allow us to focus on the Holy Quran. And what's really interesting, and probably the worst, is that it does not allow us to focus on ourselves. So anyways, a subject for a different program. So here we're talking about this beautiful tradition from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who speaks to us about this idea that, listen, if you want to be able to focus more on your salah, on your daily prayers, the wajib prayers, and even the mustahab prayers, but of course, first and foremost, we need to start with the wajib prayers, and that is that we should really consider that prayer to be our last prayer. So before we start the prayer, for example, before you do the adhan, or before you do the aqama, or even before you do the niyyah, the attention before you start to pray, you just kind of take a moment and think, well, how would I pray if this was my last prayer? And then you go ahead and you conduct your formal ubudiyya, this wajib daily prayers, or later on the mustahab prayers that are recommended as well. And then see how it is that your salah and your namaz and your ubudiyya is going to increase and strengthen, insha'Allah, over the passing of time.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq
amani. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Ya Allah, ya
رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. There's a very interesting verse in Surah Taha, it's ayah number 14, and it says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. There are many lessons that we can learn from this verse. The first is the testimony of faith, the shahada of La ilaha illallah. The foundation of Islam is monotheism, in believing in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's absolutely no Muslim that does not know how significantly important believing in one God is. Of course, much can be said about this and the Quran and also the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, are full of lessons and reminders, verses and hadiths that speak about Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure that the first thing that prophets, peace be upon them, instructed those around them, their followers, was believing in one God. Now, when it comes to monotheism, why is it in this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off in this sequence? Innani ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana, I am God, there is no deity other than me, fa'budni, so worship me. And then the third part of this ayah, Allah says, "Wa aqimi salata li dhikri," and uphold prayers for my sake. I'd like to delve deep into this verse and dissect the three segments that this verse speaks about. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wassalamu ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
شربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قال
لأن يخلق الكرم.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So continuing what we were talking about, which was how considering our salah, our namaz, our daily prayers, to consider them to be our last prayer, and how this will really increase and enhance our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. You know, we had talked about, again, in the previous program, this tradition from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who speaks about, you know, if you want to focus and you want to really have a presence of heart and you want to enhance your ubudiyya, especially this formal ubudiyya, which is the five daily prayers, which is the mi'raj and the ascension of the mu'min and the believer, then consider it to be your last prayer. Now, of course, when we talk about that a little bit, you know, if it was your last prayer, how would you conduct that prayer? Of course, you would take your time. You wouldn't rush through the prayer. You wouldn't try to get this namaz, this salah over with. Right, you would take your time, you would try to pay attention to what you were saying. And now here, this is one of the things that I guess we would have to talk about on another program due to a lack of time, and that is, what does it mean to pay attention to what you're saying? But anyways, if it was your last prayer, you would definitely pay attention to what you were saying. And then that which you are saying, you would say from the bottom of your heart, right? You wouldn't, again, as we said, rush through the prayer. And also, you know, you would also really think about what you were doing, you know, and a lot of different other aspects will come out when you think of it as being your last prayer. Now, just before we end the program, it's kind of important for us to keep in mind that this is not necessarily something that we're going to be able to do on a very regular basis or something that we're going to be able to do, you know, immediately every single time. One of the things that we have always said on our programs is that spiritual development is something that occurs over a span of time. There are certain situations which are very rare in which spiritual development happens quickly, and that quickness or that fast spiritual development also stays in the long run. These are, again, two different aspects. So, for example, you can gain spiritual development very fast, but you won't be able to, you know, keep it for long. And on the other hand, you can have spiritual development that is slow, but it is steady. So I guess slow and steady is what we're trying to say here. The spiritual development needs to be constant. So there are very rare instances where spiritual development occurs very fast and remains constant. So what I'm trying to say is, don't think that, you know, when I think about these prayers being my last prayers, then the dawn prayers, Fajr, is going to be like this, then the afternoon and the noon and afternoon, Dhuhr and Asr prayers are going to be like this, and then the evening and the night prayers, Maghrib and Isha, are going to be like this. My five daily prayers, I'm going to consider them to be my last prayer. I mean, if it's possible to do that, sure. But keep in mind that even if in the beginning you start with one prayer and consider it to be like this, and then over the course of time, once you have been accustomed to that higher level of spirituality and that higher level of ubudiyah, then you continue on to the next one. Because once you start to consider this prayer to be your last prayer, I guarantee you that it's going to increase the spirituality of your ubudiyah and your salah that you won't be able to imagine at this point before you have done so. And so, you know, slow and steady, so that eventually you are able to do this in every single namaz, and inshallah you will be able to increase, power up, and strengthen your ubudiyah, your service, your worship, and your obedience to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allah,